Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Apindo welcomes President Joko Widodo's plan to involve young people in his cabinet. Indonesia ready to establish cooperation to improve the performance of the WTO. Now the news in details. Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian Employers Association Apindo, Shinta Wijaya Kamdani, welcomed President Joko Widodo's plan to involve young people in his cabinet. Shinta argues that age is not a benchmark in assessing the ability of a person to be eligible to serve as a minister in the ranks of the cabinet in the government. As reported by Antara News Agency, Shinta Wijaya Kamdani emphasized in Jakarta on Wednesday that there are several important factors that could be considered by President Joko Widodo before choosing young people as ministers. She also mentioned that everyone who is chosen as a minister must have a high leadership, appropriate profession, and have a good track record and understand what is going on in the field. Regent of Belitung Regency, Bangka Belitung Island Province, Sahani Saleh hopes that the elect President Joko Widodo and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin continue the program for the advancement of tourism in Bangka Belitung. Escorted by Antara News Agency, Regent Sahani Saleh ensured in Tanjung Pandan on Wednesday that at present, the central government would be better to follow up the programs that have been carried out so far. He said that Belitung has now been designated as a special economic zone, a national tourism strategic area, and one of the 10 new Bali destinations, so that programs related to tourism are highly anticipated. Belitung makes tourism a new economic locomotive for people in the area. Regent Sahani Saleh hopes that the tourism industry provides broad economic benefits for the community. Indonesian Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita said that Indonesia is ready to establish cooperation with other countries to improve the performance of the World Trade Organization's WTO. Through an official statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Wednesday, he explained that the G20 summit was held in Osaka, Japan on June 28 and 29. At the meeting, the G20 leaders agreed to reduce global trade tensions, cooperate constructively to reform the WTO, and ensure equality in competing in a bid to provide a good business climate. Reforming the World Trade Organization is an urgent matter to do. According to President Joko Widodo's direction, in this case, Indonesia's priority is the disputes resolution mechanism. Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto encouraged the pharmaceutical and cosmetics industry to conduct research development, considering that there are still many raw materials that had not been well developed. He said in Jakarta on Wednesday that Indonesia is excellent with biodiversity originating from land and sea, such as marine collagen, which has the potential to be developed in local and global markets. As reported by Antara News Agency, Minister Erlangga explained this when opening the Cosmetic Industries and Herbal Medicine Exhibition at the Ministry's Industry Plaza held on July 3rd to 5th. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency in the first quarter of 2019, the pharmaceutical industry, chemical drug products, and traditional medicine sectors grew by 8.12%, with gross domestic products values worth 21.9 trillion rupiah. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Air Force and the U.S. Air Force Special Pacific Operation Command hold joint exercise in Medan, North Sumatra. Antara News Agency reported that commander of the Commandant Battalion 469 Typical Forces, Lieutenant Colonel Jumonga Sitinjak, said at Suwondo Air Base in Medan, North Sumatra on Wednesday that the exercise was part of the collaboration between the Indonesian and the U.S. military. He also mentioned that during the exercise, Indonesia was represented by the Special Forces Battalion 469 based in Medan. Meanwhile, the United States was represented by 320th Special Tactics Squadron based in Okinawa, Japan. The Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 3 has advised the Ministry of Law and Human Rights to establish extradition cooperation with Singapore, as many corrupt individuals have stashed funds in Singapore. A member of the House of Representatives Commission 3, Muslim Ayub, in a meeting with the Ministry of Law and Human Rights on Wednesday, recommended that Indonesian government to establish cooperation on an extradition agreement with Singapore and Malaysia, as many Indonesian criminals and corruptors stash their money in these two regions. He added that more recently, the House has agreed to establish cooperation on extradition between Indonesia and Iran. Such a cooperation agreement is also likely with neighboring countries such as Singapore. Deputy Chairperson for the Maritime and Fisheries of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Kadin, Yogi Prayanto, escorted by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, called on the government to evaluate the sea toll policy, which is currently not considered economically effective. In addition, using the sea toll route is a distribution channel is improving to be ineffective. He added that there are still areas that have not been reached through the high seas. Yugi also said that the government must map the right distribution channels so that the sea route is not in vain. He further said it must be mapped that the industry or supply needs are already in the data to see whether the cargoes which are carried by ships are effective for areas passed by the ships. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, today's commentary is entitled Imposing Tariff for Plastic Bag to Save Environment. The plan to include plastic bag as the new goods subject to excise finally has found the bright spot. In a meeting with the House of Representatives Commission 11, Indonesian government explained the schemes, including tariff, to be imposed on plastic bags. Excise on plastic bags will be implemented in two schemes. First, 100% excise tax will be imposed on plastic bags with polyethylene and polypropylene, which take more than 100 years to decompose. Secondly, plastic with oxo-degradable seeds with 2 to 3 years to break down will be given lower tariff. The more eco-friendly or the easier to decompose the plastic is, the lower the excise tariff will be. All that was stated by Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati. Meanwhile, plastic bags with the first category or difficult to decompose will be imposed maximum tariff 200 rupiah per sheet or 30,000 rupiah per kilogram. With that tariff, plastic bags after being imposed excise will be around 450 to 500 rupiah. This is not merely a belief, since data from Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry show that around 9.85 billion sheets of plastic bags are produced every year. The number is contributed by around 90,000 modern retailers across Indonesia. The discussion on plastic excise have been ongoing for years. Even in 2017 and 2018, revenue from plastic excise was included as excise revenue component in the state budget, with total target amounting to 500 billion rupiahs. However, the discussion process in each ministry had not agreed to make plastic as new goods subject to excise. In this early stage, the government will limit the excise for plastic bags only, because not many plastic bags are recycled. To smoothly control over plastic bags, Indonesian government has issued Regulation No. 83/2018 on marine waste management. Considering that plastic waste in Indonesia ranks world's top second, all is expected to understand that plastic is a serious problem. Therefore, we need plant management and awareness of all to care for the environment by using plastic safe for health and environment, as well as easy for recycling and decomposition. Getting accustomed to shopping with cardboard or fabric is an example of our care for the environment. And listener, that's the commentary.
Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History. Today in History, we start from even on July 4, 1927, when Indonesian National Union was established. Indonesian National Union was established by national figures Dr. Cipto Mangunkusumo, Sartono, Iskat Cokro Hadi Suryo, and Sunario in Bandung, West Java on July 4, 2000, as you say 1927. The students who joined in the Algemeni Study Club chaired by Sukarno also joined in the party. In May 1928, the party further confirmed its political struggle by changing its name to be Indonesian National Party. The party began to falter its leadership when Sukarno, Gatot Mangkoepoerjo, and Maskun Sumardireja were arrested in the end of 1929 and early 1930. Sartono's leadership did not succeed in making the party to be stable, and finally the party was dismissed. The next event is that the Philippines was independent from the United States. European nation that came to the Philippines island for the first time was a group of Spanish sailors led by Ferdinand Magellan in 1521. Since then, the Philippines became a region of Spanish colony until three centuries. The increasing resistance of the Filipino people had made Spain's strength weaker. At the same time, Spain also lost the war from the United States. The Filipino people continued the struggle to drive out the U.S. soldiers from their homeland. Finally, on July 4, 1946, Filipino people succeeded to gain their independence. And the last pen is that in 1954, West Germany won FIFA trophy in 1954 for the first time. The beginning of glory of West Germany began from the World Cup in 1954, which was held at the Wandrup Stadium in Bern, Swiss. West Germany became the winner by defeating Hungary with a score 3-2. Germany was an underestimated team on four editions of previous World Cup in 1930. 1934, 1938, and 1950. The best record of Germany was World Cup in 1934, when the team became semi-finalist. But in 1954, when Germany has divided into two, West Germany and East Germany, the glory of West Germany began. The trophy of the World Cup in 1954 was the first milestone of the greatness of West Germany in football competition. Since then, the name of West Germany has been always calculated in every event of the World Cup. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Baju ini Indonesia, HP ini buatan Indonesia, televisi Indonesia, semuanya serba Indonesia. Sepedaku Indonesia, pesawatku buatan Indonesia, kapal laut Indonesia. Yeah.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program, My Indonesia. The topic of today's My Indonesia is Kulari ke Hutan, is a message to protect forests for urban communities. An activity entitled Kulari ke Hutan 2019, which took place at Bung Karno Stadium in Jakarta on Sunday, was very festive. Kulari ke Hutan means I run into the forest. One of the important agendas of this activity was a tree adaptation program. Tree adaptation means donating amount of money to guard trees that have grown in the forest for decades. In addition, there was a fun run activity across the stadium as a symbol of the participant in the preservation of trees and forests. Co-founder of the movement Hutan Itu Indonesia and chief executive of Kulari ke Hutan 2019 program, Rinawati Eko, said that Hutan Itu Indonesia has a vitrine so that everyone has to love the forest as an Indonesian identity. She also explained that Kulari ke Hutan is the program chosen to realize the dream and the target is urban communities. Rinawati Eko also pointed out in Jakarta on Sunday that Kulari ke Hutan was held on Sunday because running on Sunday, such as Car Free Day, has become a habit for urban communities, especially in Jakarta. On the occasion, they insert a message to protect the forest. According to Rina, the activity posed a challenge to the runners to go around Gelora Bung Karno Stadium as a symbol of the message to guard the forest. Each runner took a distance of 5 kilometers or one round, which was compared as the adoption of one tree to protect Indonesia's forest. The farther the distance traveled by the participant, the more number of trees adopted to protect Indonesian forest. In running, the farthest distance the participant could reach is 20 kilometers or 4 rounds, which were recorded by 4 runners. In addition, for participants who could take the first 5 kilometers, they would get an appreciation in the form of medals with basic materials at pallet waist and bracelet for each round. As we know that Hutan Itu Indonesia is an open movement made to convey positive messages to the community in a bid to protect and guard Indonesian forests. At present, Hutan Itu Indonesia has support from 40 partners and 400 volunteers spread throughout Indonesia. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kadang aku terjatuh.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we are going to let you know Dolo-Dolo Dance from Adonara, East Nusa Tenggara. On June 28, 2019, Horowura people at Horinara Village, Kelu Bagolit District, Adonara, East Nusa Tenggara, gathered at the field to perform their wealth of literature through Dolo-Dolo dance performance. The event was part of the series of revitalization of community-based literature, which was supported by Language and Books Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture. Dolo-Dolo dance is not only seen as a common dance, but also contains of philosophy in its various movements. Dolo-Dolo is also the text of literature itself, because there is poetry reading. There is skill to compose literature, which is echoed in every movement and rhythm of the dance. Dolo-Dolo is one of popular dance of East Flores, Lembata, Adonara, Solor, and Alor regions. Dolo-Dolo can be categorized as massive dance, which is followed by residents of all communities. Dolo-Dolo dance is usually performed with Dolo song. In the past, the dance was usually performed on the peak performance of ritual in mutual prayer. The dance symbolizes relationship. For young people, the dance is also as a media to look for mate. The word Dolo was taken from Dola, namely tones combination of Do and La, a standard of sound or beginning of tones to dedicate putri or poem. When dancing, the dancers link their little fingers and make a circle shape. The more participants, the circle will consist of three or more layers. The dancer will sing the song and reciprocate each other. They stomp their feet following the rhythm of music. In a Dolo-Dolo dance, feet movement step into steps or to forward, to the back, to the side, with 2-4 beat. Dolo-Dolo dance is accompanied by gendang or gong. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dunia belum berakhir bila kau putuskan aku. Masih banyak teman-temanku di sini menemaniku. Dunia belum berakhir bila kau putuskan aku. Wajahku juga jelek-jelek amat, ada yang mau. Kupikir-pikir lebih baik aku menyingkir. Kupikir-pikir dunia belum berakhir bila kau putuskan aku. Paling-paling juga kalau kamu merasa baik padaku.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on Festival of National Park and Natural Tourism Park 2019. Stay tuned. On July 19th until 21st, Festival of National Park and Natural Tourism Park 2019 is going to be held on Peninsula Island, Nusa Dua, Bali. The festival is a series of events of road of National Natural Conservation Day, which is conducted by Ministry of Environment and Forestry and followed by national parks and natural tourism parks spreading out from Sabang to Merauke across Indonesia. Chairman of the festival, Dian Syahwati, said that the festival provides an alternative in tourism amid the tourist homogeneity being overt. The theme Natural Tourism Policy, the Festival of National Park and Natural Tourism Park 2019 is meant to socialize ecotourism, especially the existence of national parks, natural tourism parks, and other natural tourism to community, mainly to young generation. In addition, the festival aims to introduce cultures, which are very unique and exotic by supporting regions, national parks, natural tourism parks, and by promoting potential of regional culture, flora and fauna, natural wealth and peoples, creativity such as handicraft and typical culinary. The Festival of National Park and Natural Tourism Park 2019 will also present various kinds of interesting tourism objects by using a concept of natural parks as natural conservation center. In the implementation of the third festival 2019 in Bali, the festival will show another ecotourism throughout Indonesia by coordinating with tourism offices throughout Indonesia as the supervisor of the management of the potential of natural tourism in their regions. During the festival, there are various activities such as National Park Travel Fair, Farm Trip 2019, Short Vellum Festival and Natural Tourism Park Talk Show of Conservation and Natural Tourism Trend, National Park and Natural Tourism Exhibition and Archipelago Culture Dance Festival. That was our segment for today, Miscellany. Thanks for listening.
Segala perbedaan yang kini sedang kita hadapi, saling menyalahkan itu bukan jalan terbaik. Bukankah setiap masalah pasti bisa dibicarakan, beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih indah. Ku ingin ada di sana, walau berbeda kita bersama. Merasakan damai, bukankah setiap pasti bisa dibicarakan, beda itu wajar, asal jangan saling menyakiti. Genggam tanganku, bawaku ke keadaan yang lebih. Walau berbeda, kita berbeda.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today, we are about to present you a song by Yana Julio with the title Selamanya Cinta. This song is one of the Yana's top songs from the album entitled Selamanya Cinta. The song, which was released in 1995, was once again heard in 2007. When the music group The Cinnamons rearranged the soundtrack to a film entitled Cinta Puccino, Selamanya Cinta tells about someone who is unable to express his love and longing for his beloved one until make him anxious. In fact, if he was able to express, he could love her sincerely forever. Listeners, here is Selamanya Cinta.
Jalinkanlah cinta, kau cinta. ungkapkan perasaanku hingga membuat
kau percaya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Biarlah
South Indonesia.
Tak lagi berada, dirimu tak sanggup untuk menunggu. Kau berpaling dan pergi tinggalkan diriku. Oh, haruskah ku mencintai dirimu lagi? Walau ku tahu dirimu bersama yang lain, biar ku simpan semua rasa yang pernah ada. Mungkin ku menunggu waktu bicara, menyatukan cinta kita. Lalui waktu yang berjalan, cerita hati tak lagi tertahan. Diriku tak sanggup tuh merindu. Ku kembali dan mengharapkanmu untukku. Haruskah ku mencintai dirimu lagi? Walau ku tahu dirimu bersama yang lain, biar ku simpan semua rasa yang pernah ada. Mungkin ku menunggu waktu bicara, menyatukan cinta kita. Ku tahu tanpaku kau tak bisa rasakan indahnya cinta. Oh, haruskah ku mencintai dirimu lagi? Walau ku tahu dirimu bersama yang lain, biar ku simpan semua rasa yang pernah ada. Waktu bicara menyatukan cinta kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apakah yang mereka cari, sesampainya di tepi bersama memadu kisah kasih. Selalu saja ada tanya, akankah semua akan berakhir indah?
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.